The saint whose feast we celebrate today has many, many things to do with us, with the parish, the shrine, myself personally, and some of you individually. For in this rite, we celebrate today the feast of the great Spanish saint, founder and teacher, Saint Dominic de Guzman. Saint Dominic was born at the end of the 12th century in the city of Calaruega, and of a holy family indeed. His mother is Blessed Juana de Alza, so the family indeed had precedence of holiness. Why the Dominicans have not done anything to canonize her, I don't know. But, you know, laziness pervades the whole world, and Dominicans too, especially one that's in the back there. Anyway, St. Dominic became a priest, he became a canon in the diocese, and then at that point, the Holy Father called upon the bishop to go to France to preach, because there was a heresy, an old heresy with a new name, that was spreading like wildfire, because all evil things spread like wildfire. Try lighting a bunch of straw and you'll see how it spreads. That's how heresy is. And so the Albigensians, as they were known at that time, but they originally were known at the time of St. Augustine and St. Ambrose, the Manichaeans. It was a dualistic heresy, which of course, that is not the Catholic faith. The Catholic faith says that God created everything. Now obviously because of original sin, some people and some things who follow the people have gone towards the left, towards evil. But God did not create evil. He created good things. But they said no, there was a good world which was spiritual and an evil world which was material. Now think about it. If a physical world, which is material, is evil, then what about the Blessed Virgin Mary? Then she is material. She's not an angel, she's a human being. So that means that she would be evil. What about the incarnation of the Son of God in the womb of the same Virgin? He becomes man, he becomes material. He who is immaterial for eternity with the Father and the Holy Spirit becomes man. Thus he becomes material that you can touch and feel. And of course then the sacraments. All the sacraments are material. And especially, of course, the sacrament of the Eucharist. The bread and wine become the body and blood, soul and divinity of Christ. That is material. Yes, it's informed by the spiritual, but it is material. So if you're an Albigensian or a Manichaean, whichever you want to call yourself, then all these things are evil. Of course, this is contrary to the faith. It in itself is evil and it's demonic. And so therefore, Saint Dominic and the bishop and other priests who joined him went to France, and with the help of the special assistance, the Blessed Mother appeared to Saint Dominic and gave him her holy rosary. The 15, not 20, the 15 mysteries of the rosary. The joyful, sorrowful, and glorious mysteries. And she said, this is your weapon, this is your sword, this is your tool. With this you shall defeat the Albigensians and all other heresies. And indeed, they would. In the meantime, something with it which is unusual, but should teach us a lesson also, St. Dominic began the second order of the Dominican family, the cloistered nuns. Usually, the first order, priests and brothers, is founded, and then the second order, and then a third order for the lay people who wish to join in. But no, in this case, the second order, the nuns. And this is important because the nuns, the cloistered nuns, who spend their lives praying for the church and for us, They are the ones that give us the power of Christ, the power of the Blessed Virgin Mary, to do whatever good we need to do, to defeat whatever evil we must defeat. And so the Second Order was born in France, not in Italy, not in Spain, in France. And then the First Order, the priests and brothers of this family, as it is called formally, the Order of Preachers. Not interesting that the cloister nuns are also part of the Order of Preachers, and yet they never set foot outside their monastery, and yet they're preaching. Preaching Christ, preaching the Blessed Mother, preaching the Holy Catholic faith. And then later on, the Third Order was born. In the meantime, the Dominican Order spread, and the heresy died out, not without the rosary and eventually also the sword. It is legal and licit sometimes to use the sword, war, to kill the enemy. We are not pacifists, we are Catholics. And so therefore, these means that were given to us by God were used to defeat the Albigensians. And of course, the rest is history. And we, of course, are part of it because this is the shrine of Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima. The rosary, this weapon of God against the evils of the devil and the heretics. And so today we rejoice in the feast of St. Dominic de Guzmán, Santo Domingo de Guzmán, and of course remember his Holy Mother, Blessed Ana de Aza. May they intercede for us and pray for us, along with all the Dominican saints. And of course one that is to be added in less than a month to the Church is our beloved Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati, a Third Order Dominican, who will be, as of September the 7th, Saint Pier Giorgio Frassati. Praise be to God Almighty, in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we continue with our usual prayer.